in Washington, D.C. Today, we're breaking down the IRS scandal piece by piece, putting a timeline together for you.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's time for a special prosecutor. It's time that we get an independent source to make sure that we can restore the integrity so the American people can again once start to trust their government.
Every time John Koskinen comes in front of the committee, he says something, and then we subsequently learn that he wasn't being straight with us, he wasn't being clear with us, he wasn't being straightforward, and that's why we continue to dig to try to get to the truth. On this, you know, this fundamental issue where people's First Amendment rights were targeted, Greta.
Because I'm asserting my right not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not.
No, there were some boneheaded decisions.
Out of mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
And people are saying, well, the Justice Department can take care of this. There's a reason why Jack Kennedy had his brother attorney general. There's a reason why Richard Nixon had his campaign manager, John Mitchell, attorney general. It's an inherently political office, and it can't be trusted in cases like this.
And the cover-up is not a derivative scandal. It is a worse scandal. Obstruction of justice would be a major scandal, even exceeding the original offense, and that's why they're so scared on the IRS side.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop.
Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again.
I think as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey folks, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. A lot to talk about today and with the IRS scandal, trying to lay it all out there for you. What has occurred? What has happened? And maybe you've joined us every day this week and maybe late last week. Maybe you have not. And so this will kind of get you up to speed on what is happening and these latest revelations from the IRS, from the congressional investigation, from lawsuits that have been filed, from Freedom of Information Act requests that have been filed. Why has now the Department of Justice and an attorney at the Department of Justice said that Lois Lerner's emails actually do exist on backup tapes, but they're too difficult to get? Now, think about that. This attorney communicated this to Judicial Watch, which has filed a Freedom of Information Act request, their government watchdog organization, and they're told, well, yeah, we can get the emails, which would actually be in line with what most tech experts have said, that this idea that her emails are gone forever is absurd, but that we can get them. But, you know, it's too hard. It's too difficult. That's really too onerous of a process was the actual words they used. And so we're not going to do that. Now, folks, just be clear for a second here. If you're the Obama administration and you know and you believe you've done nothing wrong, maybe Lois Lerner did, but you haven't, and your staff hasn't, and a West Wing staff hasn't, and so it's not going to reflect as poorly on you as it will just the bureaucracy, but it's something you can get through, and certainly those Republicans can stop accusing you of political cover-up. You would get those emails. You would make sure that those emails were retrieved, and that you publicize them. Because then, again, if there's no smidgen of corruption with your administration, and the IRS is really at fault, but not anyone from the Obama administration, again, our lawsuit moves forward. That's still what they did was wrong, illegal, unconstitutional. But it doesn't affect, you know, it doesn't get close to directly to the President of the United States. Instead, we see the opposite. It's too tough for us to get. And also, by the way, we wiped her BlackBerry. Take a listen to Congressman Jim Jordan, Bite 4.
June of 2012, her BlackBerry's wiped clean. The IRS says, well, that's just a normal course of duty. But what I know is, prior to that, we had numerous letters that the committee had sent to the IRS inquiring about potential targeting. We had brought Lois Lerner in, our personal staff in our office, and committee staff sat down and asked her. We confronted her. We said, is targeting going on? We'd heard from groups in Ohio. We'd heard from groups around the country. Is targeting going on? She lied to us and said, no, this is a normal course of how we determine whether someone gets C4 status. So then a few months later, they wiped her BlackBerry clean.
We're going to keep fighting. If you want to keep fighting with us, call now. Toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Keep the pressure on the Obama administration and the IRS. We'll be right back.
I'll tip my hat to the new Constitution. Take a bow.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
We don't get fooled again.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, the IRS scandal, and as it's developed, has been, you know, it's been all over the place. It's a timeline that really needs to be laid out and put together for you, because if you just hear it piece by piece or interview by interview and breaking news by breaking news, and you got things happening in 2008, 2010, then back in 2009, then you fast forward to 2012, then you go back to 2011, then it's 2014, then 2013. And so you've got to, again, you've got to lay it out so you know not just what has happened in the general statements, but how it happened and how it occurred and how it was laid out. And so we're going to do that for you today on the broadcast. We represent 41 groups in 22 states at no cost to those organizations who are willing to fight the IRS to make sure their constitutional rights are protected, but all of our constitutional rights are protected as well. The IRS never does this again. And folks, that's because of your financial support. And this is a great time to donate to the ACLJ. If you do, your donation is doubled. It's called the Matching Challenge. You can donate online at aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. Now let's discuss the IRS scandal. Recall, folks, that President Obama turned over the authority of the investigation and put the authority of the investigation, the lead investigator, the Treasury Secretary, Jack Lew. Don't forget all of the different officials that have been involved.
I directed Secretary Lew to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who was responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts.
So he directs Secretary Lew. Secretary Lew is questioned on Fox News Sunday. What happens there? Take a listen.
Does the president think that the IRS targeting of conservative groups is a phony scandal?
We have to look at the facts. There have been a lot of investigations. There have been a lot of hearings, IGs, the Justice Department. There is no evidence of any political decision maker who was involved in any of those decisions. And I think the attempt to try to keep finding that evidence is creating the kind of sense of a phony scandal that was being referred to there.
Here's the problem. Emails start coming out, and fan those emails point squarely to not only Lois Lerner, but to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, the Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS, the Chief Counsel of the White House. All of them aware of this. All of them knew this was going on.
They certainly do. And Jay, the only reason that Secretary Lew did not know that in advance was because he didn't interview the people that were on these emails.
Right.
Just quickly, William Wilkins, the chief counsel that you're referencing, the reason he's so central to this is he is the nexus to the president of the United States. He's one of two political appointees at the IRS. He was the one that was meeting with the president. He is the one that was issuing these guidance. And when the president said, Jack Lew, you are the guy to fix it, he did not even interview the chief counsel. That is why he did not have the evidence that then would come out in these emails.
We then had a hearing that involved a number of our clients and some lawyers, including me. And I want to play for you one of the bites on from that hearing and the question that I was asked and the answer to show you the nature of those hearings.
That's what I said leading into it. It's fair to criticize him for that, but by the same token, let's all stand back and wait till the end of the investigation and reach a measured and reasoned evaluation.
Congressman, I don't have the luxury of standing back. I am in federal court against the IRS. I don't have that luxury. I've got 41 clients. I don't get the luxury to sit back.
There you have it, folks. The idea, Jordan, clearly was get us off track here, because it was getting very hot for the IRS. And this is when the Elijah Cummings information was also getting public, that he was involved talking to Lois Lerner's lawyer, which is unbelievably inappropriate.
That's right. You had Elijah Cummings' staff talking to Lois Lerner. Remember, we find out later Lois Lerner was at the Department of Justice giving information sessions with them, not under oath. So they were sitting down with Lois Lerner. You wouldn't do that with someone who was the subject of your criminal investigation in a way, a setting where they were not under oath. But listen, what we saw is House Democrats begin to take this up as their cause, as you just heard in that statement from Congressman Cartwright. And I really do believe they were chosen because they're the weakest of the Democrats and not in control in the Senate. And because it's unlikely that they're going to take a majority back in the House, they've been used to do the president's bidding on this. And what they have done is come to his aid and try, as you said, to disrupt and distract these investigations and try to turn them into a political circus, which we saw in these hearings.
So let me ask you this, Than. Paint the stage right now where we are on this congressional hearings. We had the one with our clients, with me, with a number of others. How significant was this?
Very significant. And Jay, Jordan is absolutely correct that it was all political, because if you will remember, when this scandal first broke, there was at least, it appeared like there was outrage on both sides of the aisle. But by the time we get to this point where you were in front of the committee testifying in February of 2014, it is now a partisan divide. You have Matt Cartwright, who you just played the soundbite with. You have Elijah Cummings on the other committee leading the charge, defending the administration on this. The problem for them, though, Jay, we had been in this for 3 years, and the excuse, the idea that they would ask us to just wait, that they would ask our clients who had been targeted for 3 years to just wait until the investigation was over, even though we knew there was no real investigation, we were not going to stand for that. That's why you fired back. At this point, though, Jay, it is all political, and it's all partisan on the Democrat side of the aisle.
I'll tell you something else, folks, that not only is it partisan and political, but the nature and scope of this is pretty deep, because there is reports coming out, and this is what's so critical. Reports are coming out that from the Wall Street Journal that the FBI had already decided there were no criminal charges. One problem, they had not yet even interviewed the clients, the victims of the IRS targeting. The President of the United States, I'm going to save this for the next segment, folks, but the President of the United States then goes on an offensive with Bill O'Reilly. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the FBI leaks information that there are no criminal charges, Jordan, to be filed here. We step up our litigation with another amendment complaint.
That's right. I mean, you had a situation where the FBI, again, through the Department of Justice and this leak to the Wall Street Journal, who would not publish this if it wasn't credible, said there's no way, this is not going anywhere. Now, at the same time, we've got, you know, FBI, DOJ, you got that constant question happening from the media, which is basically, are your clients even being contacted? And that just happened. I mean, we're going through this timeline. That happened a few months ago.
Right.
Just a few months ago. So we have notified, the IRS has known this has been a problem for a lot longer than last year. It was years ago. And now it's finally, I mean, we're just at a point now where it's coming to a head where we through the motions process in federal court. And again, these cases have to move forward, because don't expect this administration. I mean, President Obama, the statements that he made about that to Bill O'Reilly were completely outrageous.
Yeah, I'm going to play those in the next bite, but I want to go to Than for a moment here. Remember where we are, folks. We're now at the beginning of really this year, putting this on fast forward. We're getting ready for the president to be interviewed by Bill O'Reilly on this. This is what's so fascinating. We'll play it again in the next segment. But let's talk about congressionally, the heat was on, and there were sparks flying, Than, in these hearings. I mean, it was very intense. Our clients did a magnificent job, but there was even words between Daryl Issa and Elijah Cummings. And then, of course, we find out that Elijah Cummings was in contact with Lois Lerner's lawyers. How did that play on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think it was so intense because the targeting was continuing. I mean, we were not letting off the gas on this one, Jay, because we had clients who were still being victimized, and we made sure that Congress understood that. Here's where they were trying to drive. They were trying to get the information on Lois Lerner before calling her back before them, so that when she was called back before them, she would have no choice but to actually cooperate and actually testify. But here's the problem. The IRS still was not giving them the documents that they needed. They still had not turned over her emails, even though some of them had been leaked out. So they did not yet have the information that they needed. And when Daryl Issa would call a committee together, what would happen is Elijah Cummings would take up the bidding of the administration. He would yell and scream. He would not cooperate. And all he was trying to do was sabotage the proceedings.
Well, I'll tell you something. The nature and scope of this, Jordan, got pretty intense. Let's listen to this exchange with Chuck Schumer.
We have to do something to address the damage done by the Supreme Court's Citizen United decision. Obviously, the Tea Party elites gained extraordinary influence by being able to funnel millions of undisclosed dollars into campaigns with ads that distort the truth and attack government. And it's clear we're not going to pass anything legislatively as long as the House of Representatives is in Republican control. But there are many things that can be done by the IRS and other government agencies, and we have to redouble those efforts. We have not worked hard enough on this.
Well, there you have it. So it's what you said. They kept pushing this scenario, and then they offered this, as I said, phony settlement where you would, you know, give up 10% of your free speech rights, and they would give you an exemption. But at that very same time, Jordan, the IRS was proposing in the middle of this to change the rules on C-4s retroactively so that they can engage in no political speech whatsoever. And we put, as you said with the ACLU, a kibosh on that. But it took a massive effort to do it.
It did take a massive effort. I mean, you literally, these members of Congress were not backing down at all. What you saw is the House taking on the investigation side. The Senate and people like Chuck Schumer pushing the IRS to go further. We saw it from Sheldon Whitehouse. It wasn't just Chuck Schumer. Sheldon Whitehouse calling for criminal prosecutions, not of IRS officials, of the applicants, of the Tea Party applicants. So again, when you put this all together, folks, and when you look at what was happening in Washington, D.C., and what is even happening now, you've got House Democrats pushing to try to disrupt the investigation. Senate Democrats trying to criminally prosecute Tea Party.
This is a great time to support the ACLJ financially. If you're able to make a financial contribution, a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, you can do it online at aclj.org where it says matching challenge. And here's why it's a great time. Your donation will be doubled. Make that donation at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
welcome back to Jay Secchio Live. You know, as we discuss the IRS targeting timeline, the scandal that has engulfed not just the Internal Revenue Service, but now the Department of Justice and the White House. We know there are officials that have been in all three of those places involved in this scandal. But remember, those calling for a criminal investigation were not the conservative groups. It wasn't the Tea Party. It wasn't even the American Center for Law and Justice. Remember who came out immediately and called for a criminal investigation? Was Eric Holder. Who said what was done was wrong and need to be investigated? President Obama. Who can forget President Obama's famous interview now on the Super Bowl Sunday when he announced that, you know what, there's been no smidgen of corruption at the IRS. No problems there. Some boneheaded decisions, but nothing illegal, no corruption.
Don't you feel there are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing, that the folks did not know how to implement. Okay. Because it basically says...
So you're saying
there's no
corruption there at all? No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
of
the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption?
No.
None.
No, there were some boneheaded decisions.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Not even a smidgen of corruption. Lois Lerner called before the committee again after the statement of the President of the United States. Not a smidgen of corruption? Really? Listen to what she said.
Ms. Lerner, in February of 2014, President Obama stated that there was not a smidgen of corruption in the IRS targeting. Ms. Lerner, do you believe that there is not a smidgen of corruption in the IRS targeting of conservatives?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer that question.
Not a smidgen of corruption, and the head of the president's tax-exempt group of the IRS takes the fifth kind of again. Now, let me tell you something, folks, the seriousness of this. We now have in our possession, this has just happened in the last few weeks, emails. Lois Lerner was sending information from her government account to her personal email account, Jordan. She was sharing information with the Federal Election Commission. She was sharing information with other lawyers and other departments. There, it looks like at this point, we now have the scenario of a massive government scheme to intimidate people that may well have affected an election.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is when you realize that the lawsuit we filed, the work that we have been doing was worthwhile, because these clients, I mean, finally, you know, these are groups, again, who are just trying to exist. They're just trying to exist. That finally, that things were moving forward. But I will tell you that what I've seen from being in traveling and meeting with a lot of these groups around the country is that they're still shocked that the government is so hostile, that even someone who may disagree with them politically is so hostile to them that they would want to misuse the law to silence them.
It's interesting. The litigation was pursuing now. We had a motion to dismiss filed by the government. We responded to that. Interesting also, the states of Ohio, Alabama, and South Carolina filed briefs in our favor. There was also a response of an amicus brief from, as I said, those three states. That was filed, but also you had an interesting development just a couple weeks ago, Than, in the House of Representatives regarding Lois Lerner. Set the stage for what ends up being a contempt vote.
Right. The stage on this was set on that opportunity for Lois Lerner, her second chance to testify. When she chose to plead the fifth, her chances were up. I was in that room, Jay. There were negotiations up to the last second to get a deal with her. She ultimately chose to be silent, to cover the tracks of the White House Chief of Staff, the White House Chief Counsel, the IRS Chief Counsel, and maybe even the President of the United States. That is when the House of Representatives said, we've done all that we can. It is time to hold her in contempt. It is time to call on a special counsel from the DOJ to pursue not only Lois Lerner, but this entire targeting scheme. Jay, we had agreed with Congress to pursue this to the end, to explore every avenue. They were out of options at this point. It was time to hold Lois Lerner in contempt.
All right, so here's what happens, folks. There's a vote for contempt. The vote passes 231 to 187. And by the way, six Democrats cross over for that vote. That was very, very significant. You also had at that point the realization on our end, Jordan, that the litigation that we have is the vehicle, the only vehicle right now to get to the bottom of what is the largest scandal to hit Washington, D.C. in 30 or 40 years.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you know, without our litigation, without the lawsuit that's filed, without the federal court case, without the representation of 41 clients that we're able to do, all because of you. I mean, these are not clients who could go out and hire a law firm. Right. And most law firms couldn't even handle this. Most lawyers couldn't handle this. I mean, they would have to be going to mega firms to be able to do this kind of litigation. But because of everyone's support out there, we're able to say, if you want to challenge this, if you want to fight this in court, we will fight with you. And that's because of everybody listening to this broadcast right now who supports the ACLJ, that we're able to go to those groups. And the decision isn't, can they afford this? The decision is pretty basic. Are you willing to fight?
And the answer is yes. And we're fighting at a very high level. And this is what's so fascinating about this. You still had Elisha Cummings as we're fighting this out, folks. I'm just going back a couple of weeks ago. Still, and this is the guy that's in discussions with Lois Lerner's lawyer. Listen to him at the hearing.
I could not vote to violate an individual's Fifth Amendment rights just because I want to hear what she has to say. A much greater principle is at stake here today.
Yeah. You know what the principle is? The government doesn't get to do this without any responsibility or accountability. Than's pointing out also that 10%, a 10% audit figure, the number of donors on these groups' lists, 10% of their donors were audited. It is less than 1% on a national average. So, Than, we also have that, and that is also still before Congress, but the litigation is now the main vehicle, Than, that we've got to utilize to drill this home.
It really is, and this is what should make it important to everyone within the sound of our voices, Jay, because it might be tempting to say, listen, it's only these groups that are being targeted. No, that is wrong. The IRS is after anyone who has an ideological belief that is against their own. Our litigation is the vehicle to push back on this, to prevent it from happening again. And we know, even in the last few weeks, they have used the information within their control to harass and target American taxpayers. Everyone listening to us has to be concerned about that. This is our opportunity to put an end to it.
To continue this work, folks, and to be able to represent this many clients and go into federal court, 41 different clients, 22 different states, all with different stories with how the IRS targeted them, all with different involvement, all with different kinds of organizations, though maybe similar in name, similar in ideas, they all want to do unique things. I mean, these are separate groups and independent grassroots organizations. We're able to represent them and do that work and fight the IRS in federal court because of your financial support. If you want to donate to the ACLJ, this is a great time to do it, because anything you donate, online or by phone, it's called the Matching Challenge. Your donation will be doubled. So you can make that donation online at aclj.org or by calling our toll-free number. Call 877-989-2255 or make that donation online at aclj.org. We'll talk to you next time.
Time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to let you listen to Congressman Jim Jordan, bite number four, about the idea that Lois Lerner, they wiped her BlackBerry clean. That means of all the data, after they knew that she had had the computer crash, even though that may have been able to get the data that was missing, while they also knew that they were under congressional investigation, there were already lawsuits filed. I mean, this was 2012 we're talking about. Take a listen, bite four.
June of 2012, her BlackBerry's wiped clean. The IRS says, well, that's just the normal course of duty. But what I know is, prior to that, we had numerous letters that the committee had sent to the IRS inquiring about potential targeting. We had brought Lois Lerner in. Our personal staff in our office and committee staff sat down and asked her. We confronted her. We said, is targeting going on? We'd heard from groups in Ohio. We'd heard from groups around the country. Is targeting going on? She lied to us and said, no, this is a normal course of how we determine whether someone gets C4 status. So then a few months later, they wipe her BlackBerry clean.
You know, folks, that kind of says it all right there. I mean, they literally wiped it clean when they knew that there was targeting, when they were getting questions about that, when they had the congressional investigation, they already had lawsuits being filed. We want to take your phone calls now. Let's go right to the phones. Jay is calling from Texas Online 4. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do. I have a two-part question, and then I'll hang up and you can answer, hopefully. I would just like to have you clarify if there's a special prosecutor called, who do we pressure to get that done? And secondly, who's going to make the decision on who that person is that's going to be chosen? Because I hope it's not Eric Holder or somebody in the administration, because we know what's going to happen then. That's my question. Thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. The way this works, the attorney general appoints the special counsel in this situation. There used to be, the independent prosecutor, the independent counsel. That was done away with in the late 90s. So it's a different process now. When the attorney general appoints someone in this position, they have the full authority. And so they get appointed, but they get to conduct the investigation the way they want. So it takes it out of the realm of DOJ involvement. And so that you can't look, it's not a tarnished investigation. And it's the opposite of hampering investigation. And when you decide to take that move, because you're doing it on your own, in a sense, by making that statement, you're saying, I'm not afraid. You're saying, let's get to the truth. You're saying, you know what, this may look bad for some IRS officials, even some White House officials, but and DOJ officials. But ultimately, it's more important that Americans restore some trust in their government. So we're going to do this. Or you say, I know we didn't do anything wrong. So, do the investigation. But in this kind of situation, when you got the IRS commissioner saying one thing, DOJ attorney saying something else, Than, it sets up. It's the perfect storm for when and why we have this provision where the attorney general can appoint a special counsel. It's to take the administration and their politics out of it and just get to the bottom of what happened.
Yeah, and your dad testified to this last month, Jordan. I mean, the attorney general, as your dad testified, has the sole discretion for appointing the special counsel. But the statute does lay out a criteria for which one should be appointed. This case has clearly met that. I will tell you, there is some concern about who Eric Holder would appoint, but that person's name would then be on the line. That would be who all the American people were looking to, and it would be much, much harder to engage in this delay and deceive tactic that the DOJ is currently in. I will also say, behind the scenes, there is some discussion now about when a conflict of interest of this magnitude arises, maybe there is a need for a tweak in the statute to allow another criteria, maybe a court, maybe Congress, to appoint a special counsel. You don't want to shift too much of that prosecutorial authority away from the DOJ. Even we don't support that. But some of that discussion is happening for a case of this magnitude where we think the Attorney General is ignoring that criteria for appointing the counsel.
We have a matching challenge now. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled. So you double the impact of your donation. You can make that donation at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. A great time to support the ACLJ financially. Your donation will be doubled. Online at aclj.org. We'll be back.
Oh. Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I joined Real News on the Blaze, which is a show with a number of different hosts, to discuss the IRS situation and the IRS targeting of conservatives, but specifically the missing emails, the so-called missing emails that may not actually be missing, and the IRS attorney from the Department of Justice who was defending the IRS, who was also at the White House Counsel's Office, who was also with Lois, working for Lois Lerner from 2008 to 2010, getting emails about the IRS. Take a listen as we discuss, do these emails exist? Can we get to them? Why this new revelation and the conflict of interest that occurred with this attorney who was defending the IRS, who was in the White House, and again, folks, and working for Lois Lerner all within this five-year time period, just left the Department of Justice and actually just left his position at the White House Counsel, which is in the West Wing, June of this year. Take a listen.
All the emails we have will be provided. I did not say I would provide you emails that disappeared. If you have a magical way for me to do that, I'd be happy to know about it. I said I would provide all the emails. We are providing all the emails. The fact that 3 years ago, some of them, not all of them, but some of them were not available, I never said I would provide you emails we didn't have.
Remember IRS Commissioner John Koskinen getting a little sassy there at a congressional hearing back in June, making it clear that finding Lois Lerner's lost emails, the ones detailing the targeting of Tea Party groups, was going to require some sort of magic. Well, Lois Lerner's own attorney, William Taylor, accused Republicans of wrongfully impugning Ms. Lerner as part of an election year political stunt for demanding answers about why her lost emails were not backed up when her hard drive crashed in 2011. Now, this bombshell. Her emails aren't actually lost. Apparently, they're just really hard to find. Monday, Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, put out this statement. Department of Justice attorneys for the Internal Revenue Service told Judicial Watch on Friday that Lois Lerner's emails, indeed all government computer records, are backed up by the federal government in case of a government-wide catastrophe. The Obama administration's attorney said that this backup system would be too onerous to search. Given this new information, House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa says he's going to recall the IRS commish and get to the bottom of what that deception looks like.
This time I intend on calling him back for a deposition behind closed doors where we can ask him extensively what he knew and when he knew it. We can go through day by day how much time he spent getting briefed for his hearings because he either lied under oath, or he chose not to know a critical fact. When he said heaven and earth was moved, and in fact, somebody, many somebodies knew that Lois Lerner's emails apparently do exist, and they simply haven't bothered to go get them from what is what they're calling disaster recovery documents.
Wow, Tara, we can now assume that our government is actually competent. They back up their emails. They're just liars.
Right. No, that should not.
Before we gave them the benefit of the doubt on incompetence.
Right. So it's not incompetence. They're just dishonest. I don't think there's any solace in that. But wait a minute. That's not the only bomb to drop. It turns out that Lerner's BlackBerry was destroyed as well. This was discovered in an IRS filing in federal court that revealed the IRS admits this BlackBerry was removed or wiped clean of any sensitive or proprietary information and removed as scrap for disposal in June 2012. This is a year after her hard drive crash and months after the congressional inquiry began. And that BlackBerry, of course, would have contained all of her emails, same as the broken hard drive. Joining us now is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow. Thank you for joining us, Jordan.
Thanks, Tara.
Okay, so let's break this down. What is the bombshell here? What's the headline in the latest IRS email scandal?
The headline is IRS commissioner lied, emails still exist. I mean, it's very basic. And what you had here was a disclosure during a FOIA request and a back and forth between the Department of Justice and Judicial Watch, which is a government watchdog organization. And this attorney from the Department of Justice said, well, it's not that we don't have access to emails. We have an emergency server for the entire federal government. It's just, like you said, too onerous, too hard for us to get. Now, here's the truth. If the Obama administration wanted to put to bed any of the what they call conspiracies or the phony scandal, if you will, they would definitely do everything they can to get those emails if they showed that Lois Lerner has done no more wrong than the pretty bad stuff she's done, but it hasn't tied directly to the White House. So why wouldn't they go through that onerous process, put them out and say, see, we told you, believe us. The truth is what they're doing is they're doing everything they can to delay this, derail it, and then ultimately what they want to do is discredit the investigations one after another after another.
You know, Judicial Watch went on in their statement to call this jaw-dropping, and they said that basically that this is really just a diversion from what exactly Jordan said. It's a diversion from what's really going on, from the fact that this administration is basically engaging in obstruction of justice, because there must be some pretty damning information in those emails for us to go through all of this rigmarole to say they're there, they're not there, and oh, now it's too hard to get them.
It's not just the administration that doesn't want the truth to come out, though, and I think that's very important to keep in mind. The IRS, as an institution, as a bureaucracy, I don't think wants the truth to come out in this instance because it would reflect so poorly upon the IRS. Already people are making jokes about how, forget about my receipts, I don't even have to keep my hard drive, right? You can do whatever you want with the data that may have sensitive information that the IRS wants. I think the IRS doesn't want people to find out what Lois Lerner was doing in her official capacity, and the White House doesn't.
You know, about a month ago, I sat in this chair and said that the administration was playing on the ignorance of the general public as to how email works. Mm-hmm. Emails are not, as a matter of course, stored on hard drives and BlackBerries. They're stored on servers, and those servers are backed up as a matter of federal law. I'm going to say the same thing. They are playing on the ignorance of the American public when they say that it's too difficult to get at. I don't know how it's backed up. It'll either be on some sort of cloud system, which is hard drives, or it'll be on tapes. But tapes are not that difficult. There are records that show where on the tapes each item is. It might take you a few hours. It might take you a whole day to get to that point on the backup tape, but it's not difficult. You can do that in a day. They don't want to. And they know that people don't understand how the system works, and therefore they won't push it.
Well, I agree with the idea that it's incredibly, and I think it has always been, incredibly implausible that you can lose emails and then they can just be gone for forever. But I will say, and I'm curious, perhaps Jason or one of you guys at the table could answer this, whether or not anyone is familiar or has seen or heard of this comprehensive backup system before today. Because, Jordan, what the administration officials are saying is they're saying Judicial Watch is mischaracterizing this. They say we were referring to the backup tape that we've discussed beforehand, and we were saying that we don't have those, the ones that are within the IRS. But they say there's no such thing as this federal comprehensive backup system, and nobody uses that. It's within agencies.
Sure, that's their latest excuse. So you had what you had here is a DOJ attorney speaking the truth, not realizing that what he said may contradict with the storyline We've heard from the IRS commissioner, from the White House officials, that there's no way to get to these emails. And the commissioner said, you know, the backup tapes, even those were destroyed. And what they're trying to say, to be fair and honest, and so here's what the DOJ is saying in the IRS, is that they were referring to only our backup system, the IRS system, the one that we recycle. Now, I don't know why a DOJ attorney representing the government's interest here would open the door to the emails possibly existing and saying they're just too hard to get if he knew that those that with the emails actually it was recycled or something like that. None of it makes sense. I go back to the idea that we're being taught like we know nothing about how emails and computers work, and this is just not, in this day and age everyone sees through that. This makes it that much worse. I do want to add this too, because people keep asking, well, what's the connection here? Why, you know, why is the White House want to protect an IRS bureaucrat like Lois Lerner? Let's say she's done lots of wrong things. Where's that connection? And we've also found out that an attorney representing the Department of Justice and actually who worked at DOJ defending the IRS in the civil cases like ours, worked for Lois Lerner during the targeting, 2008 to 2010.
That's right.
On top of that, he then went to the White House. So there's an attorney who's worked at the Department of Justice, the IRS for Lerner, and at the White House White House Counsel's office. That's in the West Wing. That's very close to the president. There's your link right there.
Well, that's the reason why, and it's actually a great segue. Daryl Issa has also called for a special special prosecutor in this case. He sent a letter to Eric Holder. No one's holding their breath because Eric Holder has to ultimately make this decision. But he did send this letter on Monday saying that this new information about what you're just talking about, this Justice Department official who was a target of the IRS himself, the new information about additional conflicts of interest within the Justice Department shows that almost every facet of the department with an interest in the IRS targeting investigation is compromised. The gentleman's name is Andrew Strelka, and he worked in the IRS Exempt Organizations Division from 2008 to 2010. Then he went over to the Justice Department defending the IRS, and now Jordan's saying that he's in the West Wing.
Yeah, that's incredibly questionable.
He just left the White House.
Folks, there are ways for you to get engaged on this issue. We've got a petition calling on Eric Holder to appoint a special counsel to look into and investigate the IRS matter. And don't believe that your pressure won't make a difference. None of these revelations would come out. We'd never know this information without you, without the lawsuits, without the congressional investigations. You've got to remain vigilant, folks. You can add your name to our petition. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign our petition online. We'll be right back. As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today, support the work of the ACLJ, and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel,
that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Your phone calls 1-800-684-3110 talking about the IRS scandal. Take a listen again. This is, I think, so important for you to understand the kind of the scope of what we found out. One, that Lois Lerner's BlackBerry is destroyed. Two, that not only is the BlackBerry destroyed, we actually can access the emails. That was another revelation. And then we find out then that the same person who was defending the IRS in federal court, the Department of Justice attorney, also worked for Lois Lerner during the targeting, got emails about the Tea Party cases coming into the IRS and the applicants, and then worked at the White House counsel's office until June of this summer, 2014. Take a listen. This is Congressman Mark Meadows from North Carolina, Byte 12.
The real problem is another week goes by and another story comes out, and that's what the American people fail to understand. My good friend Trey Gowdy said, you know, what would a defendant do if they changed their story as many times? What would they be called if they changed their story as many times as the IRS has changed theirs? And his answer was inmate. And the American people fail to have trust in the IRS. We've got to get to the bottom of it. And really, it needs to start with the IRS commissioner. This two-sided of the testimony is very troubling.
It is absolutely right. Congressman Meadows and Congressman Gowdy are right. If you obstruct justice, it's a crime. Even in a civil case, if you obstruct justice, it becomes a federal crime. And a felony. If you go into this situation where you are both, one, guilty of inappropriately using your position, your government, if you work for the government, to carry out your political views and to target groups, you're not just violating people's constitutional rights, a civil violation, these are also criminal violations. But the bigger issue is that obstruction of justice is not a side issue. And we played a soundbite earlier from Charles Krauthammer. It's not just a derivative part of the scandal. It's usually the biggest part of the scandal. The cover-up is what matters in Washington. It's what gets people in the most trouble. It's not usually what they did. It's the fact that they wouldn't admit to it and take responsibility for it then and there. They had all these people. There's a conspiracy to cover up the information. And that's very serious. And the investigations of this are ongoing. Let me go to Mike in California on line one. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jordan. I'm a longtime listener. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Well, you know, mine is more of a concern because, you know, and I voice my thoughts are that of many of my peers in that, you know, we've been hearing about these scandals with this president, with Fast and Furious, with Benghazi, with this IRS scandal. And the concerns we have is that the law doesn't have any teeth unless people are held to account. And it just seems as though this president, this administration is almost above the law because nobody, with all the information that's coming to surface, has been held to account. We're talking about it, which is healthy and good, but unless something takes place tangibly, people are starting to turn off. People are getting weary. They're thinking that this president is above the law because we've got so many scandals that have been going on for years now, especially with this IRS scandal, and it seems as though nothing is happening other than talking about it. And to even assume that, you know, Eric Holder is going to set up a special prosecution is almost silly because he's...
Yeah, we can't. You definitely don't want to assume that. And, you know, the idea, Mike, that they could run out the clock, you know, there's two things there. One, run out the clock the administration, but two, you know, there's statutes of limitations on all of these different charges, but there's active investigations going on. So a lot of that gets told. It isn't moving forward while the investigations are going on. You know, obstruction of justice usually 5 years from when you believe the obstruction occurred. That's different from when what you're obstructing about happens. So you're talking about, you know, we're talking about this year even, obstruction could be going on. So it's not so much on the court side. It's the will they be held accountable while they're in office and while the administration is there. That's the bigger question. We're going to fight in civil court. They're going to fight back, and they are. And we're going to, you know, we're going to get information. There's going to be more information. You're going to have more days like this. We're talking about new info and new things come to light. But ultimately, this administration is going to do, because there's obviously information. Because, again, if these emails, if they weren't worried about them and they think they can get them, they'd get them. And, you know, if it got Lois Lerner a little bit of trouble, makes her look bad, well, she already looks pretty bad. A few other officials that no one's ever heard of before, no big deal to them. And you move forward. And you know what? Then it's going to be tougher for – it won't be the scandal. It will still be wrongdoing. But remember, wrongdoing and the scandal are different. Usually the scandal is what gets people in more trouble than the wrongdoing. It's certainly people like presidents and their attorney generals. So, again, we will continue fighting, and we thank you for allowing us to fight and for standing with us so that we can represent those groups. Let me go back to the phones, take a couple more calls. Bob in Washington State, Line 5.
Yeah, you brought up a point that I was going to bring up, which is, what is the statute of limitations on the crimes that were committed?
Yeah.
The president's protected. He's immune. You're never going to get him. You're never going to get him for this. Neither, you're never going to get his attorney general, but that's your leverage in getting the minions. The president's
immune.
Well,
I think, you know what, yeah. I mean, first of all, you don't want to say you can't ever get an attorney general. That history has not shown that. But two, you know, it's not so much that you're going to have info that says President Obama ordered Lois Lerner to target Tea Party groups. It's more about the people they appointed, and it reflects on the president. It reflects on who they surround themselves with, the politics that they allow to kind of permeate through the bureaucracy. So ultimately, this is not about bringing down the president of the United States. It's about making sure the IRS doesn't inappropriately, illegally target people because they're political views.
Yeah, a couple of things. I do think this administration thinks they're going to get away with it. Number one, because in many ways they have until now. But the two points I would make, the first one is the one you started this broadcast with. If there was no there, this appointment of a special counsel, it's an easy decision. It would have been done long ago so that they could get this off the plate. And the other one is the one we talked about a couple segments ago, and the caller actually referenced this. I think as those midterm elections and maybe the next presidential elections get closer, it is more likely that people like Lois Lerner talk, because they're going to look at people like the president and the attorney general and realize that they are not going to be held accountable for what happened to, that those minions, as the caller called them, I would say they have a lot of bureaucratic power, but that they will take all the heat. I'm not so sure all of them are going to be willing to take that fall, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, bureaucrats are very different than political appointees. Rib in Texas, Line 3. Rib, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jordan, for taking my call. And I support you and Jay, Dan, and Skip. My question relates to the events that may occur after the election when the current administration regime is no longer in power, and there's a way to – is there going to be a way to prosecute and hold accountable the IRS commissioners, the attorney, Eric Holder, President Lois Lerner, Holly Pass, and, you know, the bureaucrats that have obstructed justice, since there should be a likelihood of having more integrity in the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we are not done with the ability to do this, Ribbon. I think that's important for everyone to understand. You know, running out the clock is getting through their election cycle. That's what we're talking about. Not being able to escape justice and escape the investigation. Call now, folks, if you want to see more done here, folks. And again, this information wouldn't be coming to light without the investigations, without our lawsuit that we're able to represent all of these groups because of your support. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign. Again, you can sign online. Sign the petition online at aclj.org or by phone. 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you next time.
It's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel, that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.